דף ה' עמוד בייס, תניא אבא בנימין אומר, 3 lines on the bottom. תניא אבא בנימין אומר, שניים שנכנסו להספלו, 2 people come into a shul to daven. We'll see in Tosfos, this is speaking about the shuls bizmanehem, that they were basode, and there was a sakone to remain there alone. They both came together. Shnayim, the Abim Yom is speaking about a certain case. Shnayim shenichnasu lehispalo. 2 people came into shul to daven. V'kodam echod mehem lehispalo, and one finished davening earlier. V'lohimtim es chaveiroi. And he did not have the decency to wait till the other one finished davening. And the Paiskim speak that the second one is in the middle of davening Shemein Esrei. He's not marich betachnunim, which is a lakainetzer. He's still in the middle of Shemein Esrei. The Yotza, and he finished davening, so he left. Is for such an action, so the whole davening that he had davened, teufen loit filosai befonov. The tefillah that he was mispalo till now is grabbed away from him. That means his tefillah is worthless, is not accepted by the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Shenemar teiref nafshoi ba'apoi. Let us see the taich of this pasuk. Teiref nafshoi ba'apoi. So Rashi says, Locho oimar. I'm telling you, the Rebbeinu Shloilam is telling this person, Asher goramta lecha, you were goyrim, you caused litroif es nafshecha befonecha. That your nefesh should be chapped away from you. What does that mean? Umahi ha-nefesh, zu tefillah. The nefesh means tefillah. K'may shenemar v'eshpoich es nafshi lifnei Hashem. So the tefillah that you were mispalo, that tefillah will be chapped away from you. Halimancha te'ozev oretz. That's the end of the pasuk. So Rashi says, what does that mean? V'chisavah ha'yisa. Did you think shebis shvilcha sheyotzosa mi beis ha'kneses, that's the Bach's Gilsa. Did you think that since you left the beis ha'kneses, v'inachta chaveirecho, and you left over your chaver alone, tistale kashchina, did you think the shchina would also leave when you left? V'yazoiv es chaveirecho hamispalo lefono, did you think the shchina would also leave when you left? Did you think that? So what does that mean? So it would seem from the pasuk, that means if the Shechina would have left when you left, it wouldn't be a problem, it seems. But do you think the Shechina left? The Shechina didn't leave. Now there's a taina on you why you left. That would seem, that's the pashtus of Loshon Rashi. It could be, there's a vote of, Rab Chaim Brisker says in Hilchis Tefillah, Rab Chaim Brisker says as follows. The Rambam in Hilchis Tefillah in Hilchis Shemein Esrei says as follows: V'yira atzmoi v'yira atzmoi ki ilu oimed lifnei hashchina. When a person is davening Shemein Esrei, he should see himself as if he's standing in front of the Shechina. So Rab Chaim Brisker says pshat in this Rambam: Zu eino midin kavone. This is not a kavone that a person has to think about. He should think ke'ilu is standing in front of the Shechina. Rak shehu mei etzem maisa ha'tfile. This is tfile. Tfile is standing in front of the Shechina. Ve'im einoi roye es atzmoi she'oimed lifnei Hashem u'mispalo. If he doesn't see himself, he doesn't visualize himself, that he's standing in front of the Shechina and davening, ain't zeh ma'aseh tefillah. So that's not called he's davening again. So that's not kavonah. That is the mitzias of tefillah. If a person is in Paris while he's davening, so Rab Chaim says he's a misaseh. That means he's not doing tefillah ganzen. the Maisa of Tfilah is standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So it could be, this is Pshat in the Pasuk. We have a taina to the person who left that because of your leaving, his Tfilah became a vulbul, he became all mixed up, he's alone, he's scared now. So you, through your leaving, you were mekalkel his Tfilah. So if the Shekhinah would have also left, so I wasn't mekalkel his Tfilah. He's not davening anymore. There's no more Tfilah, the Shekhinah left also with me. But the Rabbeinu Shalom said, what gives you the idea that the Shekhinah left because you left? Because you left, do you think the Shekhinah will also leave? Did you think that that's not true? The Shekhinah is still there. And this person is still davening. And now his davening became a kulkul, a mevulbul, because of you. So therefore your tefillah will also become nitrat. That's the midah keneged midah. That would seem, that is pshat and Rashi. Now we had mentioned before that the Lashon HaGemara is very interesting. Shnayim shenichnesu lehispalo. So the Bach in Simen Tzadik says, this halacha only applies if two people started davening together, so one relied on the other that he would remain there till he finishes davening. So then there's an iser on the one who leaves. But the Bach says, Avolim echot hischil tfilosoi bishor shelo yuchel lesayim imoi tfilosoi. What happened if Reuven was davening in this Beis HaKnesses? So there was a tzibur davening in this Beis HaKnesses. Then someone else comes later and he realizes, now he's starting to daven. And he realizes when he came, he's coming without a tzibur. So if he decided to come to the Beis HaKnesses, he realized he'll have to daven alone. He knew what he was in for. He didn't expect people will wait for him. So there the halacha is, you are not mechuyev to wait for him. Therefore the halacha is meiridik meduyik. Abba Binyamin only said, shnayim shenichnesu lehispalo. If two people come in together, then one relies on the other. He was scared to go alone. They went in together. So therefore he's depending on the second one. But if one goes in alone later, so then the halacha is that those who were there from before are not mechuyev to remain because he came in adaita da'ocha that he'll daven alone. That's what's brought down the halacha from the Bach. V'loyoit, so not only this person, he think he accomplished something, he ended davening earlier. So not only will he lose the tefillah that he had davened, this maisa, because this is the next pasuk, because of this maisa, the Shechina is not shayre bi Yisrael. Shenemar vayetak tzur mimkaymoi. Tzur, which goes on the Rabbeinu Shloilom moves from his place. Eis Shechina is shayre bi Yisrael. And because of such a maise, such an action, the Rabbeinu Shalom moves from Klal Yisrael. He's not Shaira be Klal Yisrael. Shenemar ve'in tzur ala HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzur is going on the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shenemar tzur yolod chotesh. Why this is that way, we'll see in a minute. Perhaps to understand what the avla is, how great the avla is, that this is Geirim sheshchina tistalik mi Yisrael. Vim him tim loy. But what if he didn't do what this person did? He waited. He had finished davening earlier, and he waits. Mas choroi, Omar Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanina, zoiche lebrachis halolu. So he zoiche to the following brachis. Shenema lu hikshavto lemitzvoisai. Lu hikshavto. So Rashi says, loshen hamtoni. Since you have waited, you waited for that person to finish davening. Le mitzvaisai. What does that mean? Bishvil mitzvaisai. Asher tzivisi ligmoil chesed. Your standing around is only accomplishing one thing. You're doing a mitzvah of gemilas chasodim. that Yenim's tefillah should not become mevulbel, and he shouldn't find himself in a mokim sakone. So since you are doing mitzvoisai, bishvil mitzvoisai, so the Rabbeinu Shalom gives him a broche, vayehi chanar shloimecho, the sholem that you'll get will be as plentiful as a nar, as a river, v'tzit koscho, ki gale hayom, and the tzedakah what the Rabbeinu Shalom will do with you is as the waves of the ocean, vehi kechel zarecho, you'll be zeichet to plenty, to with a lot of children, that should be as the sand of the as the sand, that tzetzoei me'echo, it's a brocha on the children. So this is all a broche because he was goymol chesed. So it could be the mide keneged mide is, if in Klal Yisroel there isn't gemilas chasodim, so therefore the Rebbeinu Shalom is misalek shchinosei from Klal Yisroel. Chazal tell us, hadbeik b'midoisov, that Klal Yisroel should be similar to the Rabbeinu Shleilam in the Midas. Mahu Goymol Chasodim, Af Ato Goymol Chasodim. So it could be this is the Midah Keneged Midah. If Klal Yisroel is Dovuk b'midah Yisakodesh Baruch Hu, so then there's some type of similarity. Then the Rabbeinu Shleilam is Shoyresh Chinosoi b'Klal Yisroel. If each one is thinking about themselves and they're not thinking about the second person, that's the hepik of the Midas of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So could be that is the reason shagayrim l'shchina shatistalik miYisrael. Now let us see Tosfos. Hamispalel v'loy himtin es chaveiroi terfen loy tefilosai. Pirish Rabbeinu tam, dizer hoyo lahem bebotei k'naisi yishalahem. This halacha applies only in the botei k'nesiyas that were in existence bizman chazal. Shahoyu basode, they were basode, and there's a mokim that there are mazikin, so therefore one was not permitted to leave his chava alone in a beis haknesses basode. Olachach balayla yesh lahamtin. So by us this halacha will apply balayla. Layla is also azman of mazikin safilu be'ir, one should wait for the chava till he finishes davening. But by day, and if the Beis HaKnesses finds itself be'il, so there's no mazikim, so it is not necessary to wait for the chaver. That's al pi halacha. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam put down the halacha, that halacha is only negeya by us, balaylo. V'hori hoya ma'achel tfilosoi umarich ad sheyetsu kulam. V'ri the ma'acher, I don't understand what the word ma'acher means. The marich, the motche says a loshna ri hoya marich b'tfilosai. That makes sense. That the ri is davened a longer davening, a longer shemayna esrei, ad sheyetsu kula, till everyone left. It seems the ri was machmer afilu bebotek nesi shalonu and afilu bayoim. And he was marich till everyone left. Even though me'ikar adin, this is not necessary, but the ri was marich. The loshon ma'achel tfilosei doesn't, I don't understand what the ma'achel means. Ma'achel means he started later davening. Why does he have to start later? If he was marich, let him be marich. The ma'achel I can't understand. Ve'im b'soich kach ha'yashum odom bo be'beis haknesses. What happened? If after he had finished davening, a yochid came, hoya ma'ayin b'sefer ad shegomru, and the loshna motche is ad shegomar tfilosai. If someone came at the end of the davening, and he was about to leave and someone else came, so he used to wait and he used to be ma'ayin b'sefer till that person finished davening. So we see from the ri that the ri is not like the bach. The Bach says, Me'ikar hadin, the whole halacha only applies, Shnayim shenichnesu l'spal. They both came together, so the one that came in was relying on his chava. Then this adin, he has to wait till he finishes davening. But the Bach is medayik from the loshon shnayim shenichnesu. But what if one comes later and he realizes that is going in that it's not muchach that someone will wait for him, so then the halacha is you're not muchuyif to wait for him. The ri, im bisoich kacho yeshum odom bo bebeis haknesses, hayemayim besefer at shegom out filosoi, till that person finished davening. V'noe lahach merach lono. So Tosfos says, Tosfos seems to hold like the Bach, that even though me'iker adin, one is not mechuyev to be machmer since this person came late, but v'noe lahach merach lono, if the Ri could have done it, the Ri was a busy man. We look all the Tosfos in that v'nirer Ali, v'nirer Ri, he was very busy, and if the Ri could afford the time to wait, v'noe lahach merach lono. So we could also wait. Nishkefelech. Tanya Abba Binyamin Oimer. Il molei nitna rishus la'ayin lirayt. If the eye would be able to see, en kolbel yechayla lamoit mipnei hamazikin. So no one would be able to exist because of the fear of the mazikin. The Mefarshim explained, this Memra of Abba Binyamin is brought right after the previous one, because this is to explain the reason why one is not allowed to leave his chava because of Mazikin. So now he's letting us know about Mazikin. Rashi says, Lirois, kol ha-shedim ha-indim lefonov. If a person would see all the shedim, he wouldn't be able to exist. Rashi says the same type of rayon in Parshas Bolik. Rashi says Vateira ha'osain. So Rashi says the osain saw the malach havolo, or there was a malachi rachmim. So Rashi says v'hu loira, but Bilam did not see the malach. Shenosan hakadosh baruch hu rishus lebehema lirais yaiser min ha'odom. A behemoth can see more than a person. Why? Shemitoich sheyesh leidas titoreif datek sheyire mazikim. A person who's a bardas, a behemoth is a behemoth. Yo mazikim, nish mazikim. That's life. Odom is a bardas. If he would see, if he would realize that what's doing, he's being surrounded with mazikim, he wouldn't be able to exist because of the fear. So that's what Rabbi Binyam is telling us. If a person would be able to see, that's how Rashi learns Pshat to Shedim, a person wouldn't be able to exist because of the fear. That means ignorance is bliss. We don't know what's around us is fine. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. The Sifse Chachamim brings this Pshat in Rashi. The Sifse Chachamim, Rabbi Yonis and Sechein Avocha bring down, there's another Pshat in our Gemara, which is brought down in the Medrash and this week's Sedra. The Medrash in Parshas Ra'eh says, Omar Rababe Bar Zeire, Ein Beis Reiva Bachaloloi Shel Oilom, She'ein Boi Kama Alofes Mazikim. There is not a Beis Reiva, that there are thousands of Mazikim in this Beis Reiva. V'chol Echod Fromo Nisuno Befonov. And each Mazik has a veil in front of the mazik's face. Why does the mazik have a veil? Shalayabit ba'odom v'yazik. If he would see that there's a person here, achmanin etzlon. So the mazik has a veil, the mazik can't see what's in front of him. U'bishosh avoynoisov shalodom germim, but when a person did enough aveiris that he's not roi to be protected from the mazikim, Mavir froma miponov, then all of a sudden the veil is lifted, and the mazikin are able to see the prey in front of them, v'hum istaka boye mazikin, then he takes care of him already. So this is a different shot in the Gemara, that the ilmolei nitna rishus la'ayin lirois, the ayin is not going on the ein ha'odom, it's going on the ayin of the mazikin. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Inu nefishi minam. They outnumber us. They're much more than us. V'kaimi alon ki kisla l'ugyo. And they surround us like a kisla l'ugyo. So let's try to figure out the translation of kisla l'ugyo. The Shvera Rashi, the Shleima Mishnose explains Rashi has two mahalchim to explain this word, these two words, Kisla Lo'ugya. The first mahalach in Rashi is Kishuras Chafiro Hamakefes Ho'ugya She'oisin Tachas Agfonim K'moyshe Shoninu Ein Oisin Ugyes L'Kfanim Lesoif Shomayim Lahashkeis Agefen. The first Lashon of Rashi, Ugye, was a ditch that was dug around the place where the Kfanim were growing. The purpose of this ditch was to gather water, and the Shleima Mishnose explains that the dirt that was extracted from this ditch was put around the outer wall of the ditch, and it made like a wall, and that's called Kisla le'ugya. Kisla means the wall of the ditch, and the ugya means the ditch. That's how they surround us, ki kisla le'ugya. That is the first pshat. Now, kisla, this is a second pshat in Rashi. Kisla hu telem shel mano hamakefes soviv soviv estel ha'ugya. Va'kefen notua betel. The second pshat in Rashi is that Kisla is the ditch, and the ugya is the part of the earth that's higher than the ditch that the gefen is planted on that. So the ugya is the mokem netiyas hagefen, and the Kisla is the ditch around the ugya. Vagefen atua betel. Ubereish nedorim, so Rashi brings a raya to the second shot. The Gemara says in the Dorim, hodein ugye lehevi peye. The ugye should be peye. So according to the first shot, that the ugye was the ditch, you don't make the ditch peye. The ditch was only created to that water should fall in the ditch to water the mokim akfanim, or the mokim that the things were growing. So the ugye is the ditch that is helping the aruga grow. So the Lashon HaGemara is very shver. Hodin ugye lehevi peyim. According to the second shot, kisla is the ditch, the ugye is the tail already where the things are growing. So Rashi is bringing a raya that ugye means tail from the Gemara in the Dorim. Hodin ugye lehevi peyim. Taisvis ki kisla leugye. Taisus seems to say, like the second shot of Rashi, so it seems the mokim that the tvue is growing on, the mokim aruge, that is called ugye. And kisla is the ditch that is surrounding it. Kol chad v'chad minon, every one of us, alfo mismolei, has 1,000 mazikin on the left side, v'vivoso mimine, and 10,000 on the right side. And we have a gius over here, shenem yipo mitzitcha elef, v'rebovo miminecha. Omar Rove, when can we feel or experience that there are mazikin are around us? Hayduchke dahavi bekale minayu have. What does this mean? So Rashi says, "Hayduchki dahave bekala." Pa'amim shebnei adam yoishvin revochim b'yoyim haShabbos. People are sitting; they're not cramped, they're not squeezed one next to the other. Sheboim lishmoya adroshe, v'doimim lem ki yoishvin dechukim, and they feel that they don't have enough place; they're cramped together. So physically, this is not true. The feeling comes about through the mazikim. They also come to the drosha, and they're contributing to the alkaponim, to the tsar of the yoshvim alkaponim. Hayduchki bahave bekala minayu have. Hani bilki dishili, the birkayim, hani bilki dishili, birkayim ayefim. Sometimes a person's knees feels very weak, is minayu. It's also from them. That means a fellow without doing such a lot of exercise, the bekayim feel weak. This is also from them. Hanimoni derabonon deboli. The clothes, the begodim of the Talmidei Chachamim, that they get rubbed out very quickly. So the shaila is, they don't do too much melacha, they're not too active, the rabbonim. So lachayre, their suit should last a long period of time, and we see they get rubbed out pretty quickly. So that's also michuv yedidhu, that they're the mazikin are busy rubbing their begodim, so therefore they get rubbed out quickly. Hanikari deminakvon, sometimes one a person's feet bang one against the other, is also minayu. It's also from them. Aiman de boy lemeidalohu. If a person wants to know that they're there, he wants to convince himself that they're there, laisi, he should bring kitma nihila. He should bring ashes that were put through a sieve, v'nedar al purye, and he should spread it out on his bed, ubetzafren, in the morning, chozi, he'll see kikari de talnegoyle. He'll see imprints as if they were imprints of the feet of a chicken. But this is detecting the mazikin. Hai man de boyle merzinu, a person wants to see them, laisi, he should bring shilyese, a shilye, the shunrisa uchmisa, of a black cat, bas uchmisa, the daughter of a black cat, buchrisa, bas buchrisa, that this cat was a buchayre, and the mother was also a buchayre, the likle, and she take the shilye, and he should burn it, benure, and he should burn it in fire, he should burn the shilye in fire, the lishchike, and then, after it's burnt, he should rub it together till he gets a powder, the limli eine mine, and he should put some of this powder. It's not necessary to put a lot. Rashi says, well, someone put something in his eye, so it's considered milu einayim because there's not too much place to put things there. Al kaponim the limlu eine mine, the chazilu, then he'll be able to see them. Belishdaya, and this powder is they shouldn't find out that he has this powder. Belishdaya, he should put in this powder, begufso de parzolo, he should put it into a metal container, velachteme begushpanke de parzolo, he should put a metal seal on top of it. Dilme gonve mine, maybe it'll be stolen from him, so something that's chosim, that seal, they don't have control over it. Velachteim pume, and when he sees them, he should make sure his mouth is closed, ki heiche de loilitzik, that he shouldn't be genizik. Rav Bivi bar Abaye Oved Hochi, he once did this, he tried this. Chozo, he saw the mazikim, abo ve'itzik, lamaise, he was lamaise genizik from the mazikim. Bo rabonon rachmi olei, so the rabonon were mispalo for him. From here we learn out, if a Talmud Chochem is Bitzar, one should be Mispalel. Bitzini became healthy. Zogt Rashi. Moni de Rabbonon de Bolu, big day at Talmidim Shabolim Maher, that they get rubbed out quickly. Vehem Einam B'nei Meloche Sheyivlu B'gdeim, they don't do too much work, they're not too active that their begodim should become rammed out. Mechuf Yedidei Boim Amazikim V'yoyishvim Etzlam, the Mazikim come and sit next to them, U'mischachichim B'hem, and they rub themselves against the begodim. Chuf Yeloshin Choyfei from Mephasfeis, a loshin of rubbing. Shil Yisid D'shunre Shil Yis Havlad Shel Chatul Nekeve, the shulya of a vlad of a cat that's in a cave, buchesa abuchayra leimo, bas buchesa vafimo hoisa buchayra. The limli ene mine, yosim imeno ma'at ba'enov. So Rashi says, kol loshin nesina ba'ayim kereyu beloshin gemara loshin milui. Whatever one puts in his eyes, it's called a loshin milui, lefisha bedova mu'et umolei. Because a little in someone's eyes already is called mole. Guvse de parzele, kone cholu shel barzel, a empty container of a metal container, velichteme le kone, he should seal the container, begushpanke de parzele, vechoysom shel barzel with a seal of iron, a metal, the bidi, the tzaye v'chosim, leslo v'shus, k'demrinim v'chol aboso, v'shchita schulam. Tanye Abba bin Yomin oimel. Another memre of Abba bin Yomin. Ein tfile shel odom nishmas elo bebeis haknesses. The tfile of a person, ein tfile shel odom nishmas elo bebeis haknesses. Shenemar lishmoya el horino vi el atfile. Bemokem rino shom tehe tfile. That the tfile will lishmoya. When will the Rabbeinu Shalom hear the tfile? Bemokem rino. Bemokem rino shom tehe tfile. So the tzlach is medayik from the lashon of our Gemara, that we are speaking about a tefillah of a yochid. Because later it says we'll have henkel kabir lo yimos. The Rabbeinu Shalom is never memayis the tefillahs hatzibo, the tefillahs harabim. Here we are speaking about a yochid. Ein tefillah shel odom. We have one person. And he has an alternative. Should he daven home? Or should he go to shul, to an empty shul, they finished davening already, and should he go to shul and daven there? There won't be a minyan there. So he should definitely go to shul. Because, b'mokem rino shom tehe tefila, lishmoya, the Rabbeinu Shalom will hear the tefila, b'mokem rino. What is the exact translation of b'mokem rino? So Rashi says, b'beis haknesses. Rina is a lotion of Shira. Shesham oimre matzibu shirois besishbochois b'ne'imas koil orev. It seems that is the way a tzibu should be davening. Rabbi Yonasan Zichrono Livracha said that's why they're called psukei dezimra. It's a lotion of zmirois. The psukei dezimra was said b'ne'ima it's shirois besishbochois. That is the tzura of a beis haknesses. And that mokim is misugul for Kabbalah Satvila, even for a yochid. The Goyim wants to say that a shul is called memokim rina for a different reason. In Mishlei, when Shleim HaMelech is speaking about the different dalgis of Torah, so Shleim HaMelech says four lashonis. There's the Rina of Teire, there's the Keil of Teire, there's the Kriya of Teire, and there's the Dibur of Teire. There's four Lashonis. And first let's understand the translation of these four words, Rina, Keil, Kriya, and Dibur, and then we'll see what the Nimshal is, and what Darga of Teire, Rina is, what Keil is, and what Kriya and Dibur is. So the Goyim explains the translation of Rina means an echo. That one does not hear the koil. He only hears an echo of the koil. That is the Rina of Torah. That is Rina. Koil means that one hears a voice, but he cannot hear words. He just hears a voice. That's the translation of koil. Kriya is that he can hear words, he can hear someone's calling, but you can't converse with that person. That means he's three blocks away and he's calling you, so that's the kriya, but he can't have a conversation. He can hear the words. And dibo means that you're close enough to converse. So the Goyin says, these are going on the four chalokim of Torah. Rina is the pshat. The pshat of Torah. And here in Brochus, he says that it means the Torah Shebiksav. The Pshat of Torah, a person learns Chumash, he learns Mikra. So, it's very Choshev. But this is only, how much does he understand after he knows all the translation of all the words? This is the Rina of Torah. This is not even the Keil of Torah. This is the Rina of Torah. This is an echo of the Keil of Torah. Drush, when a person is zeiche to know the drushes chazal on the pasuk, then al kaponim, that's already called, is hearing the koil of Torah, the etzem koil. When a person is zeiche to understand the remozim of Torah, that's called the kriya of Torah. And when a person is masik the seidus ha-toira, that's called the dibo. Then the Torah converses with him, and then it's a meridike conversation. The Torah is megala kol seidus ha-holoi. Normally, the Goyin says, he brings a guy from a medrash in Eicha, that the chadorim, the zman chazal, there was the Tanaika Shal Beis Rabban learned in the shuls. That was the place where they used to learn. So that is pshat in the pasuk b'makayim rina sham tehei tefillah. The maila of the tefillah in the shul was because in this makayim Tanaika Shal Beis Rabban learned chumash. This is very chashuv. Is b'makayim rina sham tehei tefillah. I think this would stim very well. I think Chazal say that when the Tnaike Shal Beis Rabban left Yerushalayim, then the Shechina went with them. The Mokeim of Tnaike Shal Beis Rabban, that is the Mokeim Ashchos HaShechina, so therefore Atfilas Yochid is also Niskabel there. Lishmoy ala Rina v'el Atfila. The Mokeim Rina Shom Tei Tfila. Oma Robin Barav Ade. Oma Rav Yitzhok. Minayin shakodish bochu motzui bebeis haknesses. The Rabbeinu Shlalom is found in the Beis Haknesses, Shanema, Elakim, Nitzav, Ba'adaskel. So according to this drosha, Ba'adaskel, the Loshin Adas is a Loshin bebeis moyet shaloi. Ivoid lecha shama. That's a Loshin that Rabbeinu Shlalom is mazmim himself, invites himself to come together. That's the Loshin of Eda. Uminayin la sorish and mispalalim sheshchino imohem. When 10 people are mispalal, not in a shul, also the shchin is with them since they're a sibur, shenema alekim nitzov ba'abaskel. If I'm not mistaken, the Balatanya writes that when 10 people come together, the kedusha is so great that a malach cannot enter this mokim because of the goydel HaKadusha that is found when 10 Yidin come together. So this is Al Koponim Alekim Nitzav Badaskel Shashchina Imoim. Uminayim Lishloisha Sheyoshvim Bedin Shashchina Imoim. Shenemar Bekarev Elohim Yishpoit. Bishast is Adin. The Rebbein Shalom is there also. Uminayim Lishnayim Sheyoshvim Baiskim Betoire Shashchina Imoim. Shenema oz nidbaru yirei adoinai ishal rayeyu vayakshev adoinai. So this is when 2 people ishal rayeyu, so the shchin is with them also. Mayu lechoshve shmoi, omar rab ashi, choshav odom laso is mitzvah venenas velo yaso. The person had an intent to do a mitzvah, and an oinus occurred and he wasn't able to be mekayim the mitzvah, mal olav akosov ki ilu aso, that we learn now from l'choy shvei shmai. Uminayim shafilu echod sheyoyshei ve'oyseg betoire sheshchina imoy, shenemar b'chol hamokei mesha'aski reshmi ovei eilecho uvei rachticho. So this is going on one person who is oyseg betoire. How does this line the Pasuk Asker Hashmi? As Rabbi Yonasan Zecheinu Levracha wants to say, he brings down the Ramban in the Hagdomen al HaTorah. The Ramban says, Yesh lonu kabole shekol HaTorah kula hi shmoisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The complete Torah is a tzir of oisies, putting together oisies which are all shmoisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are different shemais. That is kol HaTorah kula. So therefore, it's very good the loshen b'chol mokim asher askir reshmi, askir is really a loshen asher yizocher reshmi, that the shem shemayim will be niskar, and that is kol HaTorah kula, because Torah is called shmoisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says, we can understand, it says in the Pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Elikeinu, Chazal learned out from this Pasuk, Achiv, of Birches HaTorah, Alimud HaTorah, Yishem Hashem Ekra, and I'll be learning Torah of Goydel Elikeinu, so, because Torah is called Shem Hashem. If I'm not mistaken, Rab Chaim Voloshiner says in Ruach Chaim, that what it says in the Pasuk, B'chol HaMokim Asher Askir Reshmi, L'cheira Askir is going under Rabbeinu Shloilam. It's not the Rabbeinu Shloilam who's Maskir Shmoy. The person who's learning is Maskir Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, Askir Hashmi, the Rabbeinu Shloilam helps the person La'askir Hashmoy. That means the person is not bekoyach to do anything. The Rabbeinu Shloilam helps him in the Askor Hashmoy also, but for Pikev over Yelecho Ve'erachticha. If one person, the Shechina comes, Shechina imoy, so why do I need a posse to tell me it by two? Trei michteven milayu b'sefer azichoynes, chad loy michteven milayu b'sefer azichoynes. Well, see, Tosfos says a different pshat, but the Goyin says pshat, that when two people learn together, they'll remember what they learned. That's a skula of two. One will learn, he learned and he'll forget. V'chemiyached afilu trei, tlosa mi boy, mal de teima dina shalma ba'almu. Two people are learning, so that's teire, so the shechina comes. Three people, the posik of mishpat, we're speaking about that shloisha sheyoshvim bedin, so the dayanim are handling in Poshet Zachin, it's not Teure, this one is a Shaila with a Sher Shenogach HaSapore. I mean, these are speaking about Poshet Zachin, this is Din. So I would think, this is only Sholem Baume, this does not have a halacha of Limud HaTeure, V'loyosi Yishchine, Kemash Melon, Didino Nami Hainu Teure, to settle a Din Teure, to make Sholem, this also is a Din of Teure. The Mefarshim Eske Kashe, the Gemara says in Shabbos, and Daf Yud, the Gemara relates, Rav Chisda v'Rabbe Baravune have Yosvi b'dine kule yoyme. These two Amayroim were Dayonim, and the whole day they were occupied with dinim. Have kocholish libayu. At the end of the day, the Gemara says, cholish libayu. They had, the heart felt bad. So Rashi says, what was wrong? Mitztarim shloi osku oisei hayoim b'teire. They killed the whole day. Mamish, but this didn't teire. But they didn't learn. Have a mitztarim shloi osku oisei hayoim b'teire. So Rabbi Yonis in Zechayin Lavroche asks, what do you mean they want oisei b'teire? The Gemara says over here that I would think it's shalma ba'alme. If the shinde comes, so the Chazal tell us, Kamashmalon the Dina Hainu Teire, that a din is also Teire. So why did they feel so bad? So he said, Taker is a din of Limud HaTeire, but Yediyas HaTeire they couldn't get from the whole Isaac. They're learning and learning, but there's no Yediyas HaTeire. That was the mitzvah, Cholish Libayu. Going away after the whole day, they're exhausted, they make Sholem HaLim, mitzvah of Limud HaTeire they had, but they lost out in Yediyas HaTeire. Miyachad afilu tlosa asore mi boy. So why does it say by 10? Asore kod mashchina va'osya tlosa ad yosvi. By 3, by 10 the shchina comes first, and by 3 ad the yosvi. You call asore. And by, because it says nitzav ad askel mi kore mashme. That's by 10. And ad yosvi kedachsiv yishpoit b'shas ha-mishpot. Toisves chad loy michtevin milay b'sefer azichoynes, kloymer im acherem. So Toisves says as follows, it is not written b'sefer azichoynes that he learned together with others. Avo b'sefer levadai nichtovim, it is written in a sefer. Kedemrinim v'chol ma'isecho b'sefer nichtovim, kol shkem ide toive. Now Rabbi Yonison explains that there are two svarim. There are svarim which record the mitzvahs and the Torah that is learned by Yechidus. That's one sefer. There's another sefer that record the mitzvahs that were done by Rabbim, that was done by Tzibur, the Bereivam Hadras Melech. That's a different sefer. It's a schus to be written in this sefer. In the sefer as the Choynes, a sefer that speaks about the mitzvahs that were done by Rabbim. That's a more choshev sefer. The Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Ovin bar Rav Ade, Omar Rav Yochanan, Minayin Shakodish Bochu, Meiniach Tfilim.
The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has tefillin. Shenama nishba Hashem biminoi ubizroya uzoi. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam swore biminoi ubizroya uzoi in the eyes that is in, on his arm. Biminoi zu teire. Shenama miminoi eish dos lomoi. Ubizroya uzoi eilu tefillin. Shenema Hashem oiz li amoyite. So tefillin are called ois. This is the strength of Klal Yisrael. Uminayin sha tefillin ois heim li Yisrael. How do we know that tefillin are called ois? This is a gvure for Klal Yisrael. Tachsiv v'ro kol amei ha'oretz ki shem Hashem nikra olecha v'yoro mimeka. That the umay sa'olam will see the shem Hashem and they will be afraid of Klal Yisrael. What will they see? What is the Shem Hashem Nikro Lecho? The Sanya Rabbi Lezer HaGodoroi Me'elu Tfilin Shabaroish. So we see that Tfilin is the strength of Klal Yisrael. So if it says in the Posik, Ubizroya Uzoi, so that's going on the Tfilin of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Omalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok L'Rav Chiya Bar Abin. Barovin, ani tefillin the mori alme maksiv bo. What are written in the parshiyas of the tefillin of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Amalei umika amcha Yisrael goy echad baoretz. It speaks about the praises of Klal Yisrael. Umika amcha Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, umi mishtabach kutsha barichu bishvachayu di Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mispoil with the shvachim of Klal Yisrael? Ain't. Dechsivas Hashem hem marto veHashem hem mircho hayoyim. Klal Yisrael is mispoiled, praises themselves, mishtabeyach with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mishtabeyach with Klal Yisrael. Amolam HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael, Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Bo'olam, this echod alekeinu v'ani esa eschem chativa achas bo'olam klal Yisrael is mika amcha Yisrael goy echod bo'etz. Atem asisu nichativa achas bo'olam shenemar shema Yisrael Hashem alekeinu Hashem echod. V'ani esa eschem chativa achas bo'olam shenemar mika amcha Yisrael goy echod bo'etz. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mispoil with klal Yisrael. Amalei Ravache Berei Derove LeRavashi Tinoch Bechad Beisa. The Tefillin Shel Roish, there are four batim. Bishar Boti Ma'ikol Meima. What does it say? So it says in the other batim, Kimi Goy Godol or Mi Goy Godol Ashrecha Yisrael Oyanisa Lekim Lesitcha Elyoin. These are the parashis which are found in the other batim in the Tefillin Shel Roish. So the Gemara says, if you have all these parshis, you have more than four batim. So the Gemara answers, Elo ki mi goy godol, mi goy godol, the dam yelad dodi. These two parshis are similar. Bechad beisa. Ashrecha Yisrael mikamcha Yisrael. Bechad beisa. Oyaniso lekim. Bechad beisa. Lesitcha elyoin. Bechad beisa. These are the four batim. The kulu ksivi ba'adre, and the tefillin shel yad, they're all written in one parsha, in one bayis. These are the tefillin, the mori alme. When the mefoshim speak about this gemore, they warn us that these are seide satire, that we can't be masig, what the gemore is speaking about, that Rabbi Shlom is meniach tefillin, but to have a little musig, what we are speaking about, be kedai to say over what the Ritva says in Amesha Chochme and Parshas Boy. The Ritva over in Broches says as follows. What is the musig, the similarity that we have tefillin, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has tefillin? So the Ritva says, K'moy she'onu oisim l'zochroi, we do pu'ulis and ishtadlus to remember the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, b'sima kineged ha'leiv v'hamoyach, the leiv and moyach of Klal Yisrael al reish nega moyach, and it's kineged ha'leiv. Kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiseh liYisrael lizoicham tamid l'toiveh. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam does the same thing
Kavyochel, the lathe, and the moyach of the Rabbein Shloilam is also, the Rabbein Shloilam is ma'irer, the lathe and moyach, kavyochel, the Rabbein Shloilam, lisker klal Yisrael tomit. That's what the Ritva says. The Meshech Chochme in Parshas Boy, and the end of Parshas Boy, says a little light on our Gemara. The Meshech Chochme says as follows. In Melachim, there's a posik that Rabbi Shalom said, V'hoyu einai v'libi shom kol hayomim. The Rabbi Shalom said, in the Beis HaMikdosh, einai, with the eyes of the Rabbi Shalom, in the lab of the Rabbi Shalom, is there in the Beis HaMikdosh kol hayomim. So the Meshech Chochme says as follows, einai hu al ashgoche hal yoyne. Einai means how the Rabbein Shalom is mashgiach, is watching Klal Yisrael. The libi hu ala ave. The lev is speaking about the ave that the Rabbein Shalom has to Klal Yisrael. So he says, amoyre de kevot. The Rambam says, in the Indian hashgoche, that the Rabbein Shalom is mashgiach. So the Rabbein Shalom mashgiach over kol anivroim. So the Rambam says that the Seder Hashgoche in Shmire depends on who is being watched. Tzadikim azoiche to a greater Hashgoche. Someone who is not a darga of a tzadik is a kleiner Hashgoche. There's the different madrigas of Hashgoche. So the Meshech Chochme says, Chazal tell us in the Medrash, why do we take Dalad Minim? By the lulav, we take a lulav, an esrik, hadasim, and aravis. So Chazal tell us, because in Klal Yisrael there's also four minim. There's someone that has a tam v'reyach, that's a talmud chochem, there's someone that has no tam and no reyach, that's the poishe Yisrael, then there's a tam v'loy reyach, eich v'loy tam. There are four minim, there are four categories in Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Chazal are telling us. By the tefillin shel rosh, which is Einai, that's the Hashgoch of the Rabbein Yishaloylam, that's Kineged HaMoyach, that's the Einai. So there's four batim, because the Hashgoch is different. Each mean is a different type of Hashgoch. On the Tvilin Shal Yad, that's the Kineged, the Lev of the Rabbein Yishaloylam, the Ave to Klal Yisrael, there's no Chilik, a Tzadik, or a Rosh, the Ave is one. So that's what the Gemara is telling us, that on the Zroya, there's one bias. Let's see Rashi. Ois la'amoy u'megin. Shatvilon ois heim li'Yisrael d'chsiv v'ro v'yorum imeko. Ma'ksiv v'hu. What does it say in the tune of the Rebbein Shalom? Bishlom ebetvilon didon ksiv shma v'hoyim shemoye kadosh li'ko b'choy v'hoyi ki v'yacha. Parshi shenitztavu b'hem l'sum zichrei mitzvoysov shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are parshias which remind us of the mitzvahs of the Rabbein Shalom. Ois v'zikom amri Yisrael. Elo b'didei ma'ik sivu. What does it say in the parshias of the Rabbein Shalom? Hemalto loshen cheshivus v'shevach. K'ma yis'amru kopoya le'oven. To praise yishtapchu. A loshen of shevach. B'shabotim ma'i shreyababotim heim. V'kulu. Ksivi ba'adrei kol aksuvim halolu ksuvim bizroya bebeis bebayis echot. She'oisen shol yad einen ela bayis echot. The tefillin shol yad is only one bayis. Kedemrinim b'menoches v'chol ha'parshis ksuvis boy. Before we learn elu tefillin shebaroish, let's learn the next thesis, and then we'll come back to this thesis. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, Zeshe Yosad a python. So Taisvis brings a python in the Tefillah of Pesach. So the python says, Toitefes Keliloi Gidoli. So when we learn this Taisvis, just like you don't understand what the python says, we don't understand what Taisvis wants to say. What the Taisvis, what the, Nikamcha Yisrael, Zeshe Yosad a python, Toitefes Keliloi Gidoli. So Rabbi Yonasan Zechayin Ovrocha brings down a pshat from Rabbi Yitzhak Kolchonon. Rabbi Yitzhak Kolchonon said that Taisus had a meiridike kash on this Gemara, on this parsha, Mika Amcha Yisrael. He says, in the Rabbi Yisraelim's tefillin, it should say, Mika Ami Yisrael. What's ka'amcha? These are the Rabbeinu Shalom's tefillah. Mi ka'ami Yisrael. So Taisus brings that the tefillin, says the tefillin are mishabeyach the Rabbeinu Shalom. The tefillin are speaking to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the tefillin say, mi ka'amcha Yisrael. That's pshat in the payet. Toi tefes kliloi, the tefillin which are a crown of the Rabbeinu Shalom gedoli, they're mishabeyach the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore, sepasta loshin umi ka'amcha Yisrael. The tefillin of the Rabbeinu Shalom are speaking. That's pshat in Taisus. Before we learn this previous Taisvis, by learning the Taisvis alone, we won't appreciate what Taisvis is asking. So I'd like to say over a shtick teire from the Briskerov, and after we'll see what the Briskerov says, then we'll understand what Taisvis is asking on Rashi and what Shitas HaTaisvis is. The Gemara says in Menaches, Kesher shel tefillin halacha l'moishe misinai. That there should be a kesher on the tefillin, that is halacha l'moishe misinai. So Rashi says, what was the halacha? What was the halacha? Halacha hi sheha kesher yiye kemoi dalet. The kesher should be like a dalet. The kesher should be a dalet. And he brings down the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam also says the same, seems to say the same words. Shakesher yiye kitzuras dalet. The kesher should be like the form of a dalet. So it would seem, Rashi says kamei dalet, the Rambam says kitzuras dalet. It seems both of them are saying the same thing. Taisvis in Menaches and in Erevin asks a few kashas on Rashi. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef said a memre, loy hukshiru b'meleche shemayim, elo b'oir b'heima tahira b'lvad. Rabbi Yosef said that for meleche shemayim, we'll see means tefillin, a memre of Rabbi Yosef, one is only allowed to use the skin of a sefer teire, of a b'heima teire, the skin of a b'heima teire. Doesn't have to be geshochten, but has to be a b'heima teire. So the Gemara asks, Lamai Hilchese, what is he speaking about? Which Meleche Shemayim is he speaking about? That Rav Yosef is coming to tell us that Meleche Shemayim need Oir Behemet Torah. So the Gemara says, Tefillin. Rav Yosef is coming to tell us that the Tefillin have to be made from the Oir of a Behemet Torah. So the Gemara asks, Tefillin? Behed Yiksibu, you don't need Rav Yosef, there's a posik. Laman tiye teiris Hashem beficha, min amuto beficha. It says, Laman tiye teiris Hashem, and this is going on the parshias, it should be beficha, so it means it should be written on something that's muta beficha. So I don't need Rav Yosef to tell me that the oir has to be from a behemoth teire. So the Gemara says, Elo le'oiron. It's speaking about the batim. Rav Yosef, the zicha, the klav has to be min amuta beficha, that's a posik. But the batim, that's, we need Rav Yosef to tell me that the batim has to be made out of oir behema tohira. So the Gemara says, for Omar Abaye, shin shel tefillin halochel amoshe misinai. On the batim, there's a shin. So since we write the shin of the shem on the batim, so that's also Laman Tiyah Teiris Hashem Beficha. That's called Teiris Hashem, the Shin from the Shem Shakai, that's Teiris Hashem Beficha. You don't need Rabbi Yosef also. So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yosef is speaking about the Ritzuas, not the Batim, the Ritzuas. Fine. So Taisves asks Akasha and Rashi. Rashi said that kesher shel tefillin halacha l'moishe misinai means that the kesher has to be made kimoi dalid, you have to make a dalid, and we'll see Taisus brings on Rashi soon, that in the tefillin shel rosh, you have roiv of the shem shakai written, you have the shin on the batim, and the dalid you have on the ritzuas, so just like the Gemara held for a double poshet, that since the bias has a shin, it has to be from a behemoth teich elamanti yeteres Hashem beficha. So Taisvis says the ritzuas hem a dalit. So also has to be. So what's shot in the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara was satisfied. Rabbi Yosef is coming to tell us the ritzuas have to be from a behemoth teich. So Taisvis asks if you need a dalit. So the same reason, the same way I know that the shin has to be from a behemoth teich. So the ritzuas also has to be from a behemoth teich. So because of this kasha, Taisvis dinksach with Rashi, and Taisvis says that what it says, kesher shel tefillin, halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, means that there has to be a kesher. There has to be a mat in the back. But there's no such halacha as to be like a dalit. There's no such halacha. So memele, so fakel, so then you need a special halacha to tell me that Rabbi Yosef told me, you know, even though that there's no shem over there, afal pikin, it has to be mi behemah teira. That's one kasha that Taisvis asks on Rashi. There's another kasha that Taisvis asks on Rashi. The Gemara says in Megillah, ritzuos of tefillin are called tashmishei kedusha. It is something that is mishamish adavar kodesh. So it seems the batim are the etzem kedusha, because the batim is the shin, and this is the tashmishei kedusha. I use the ritzuos to put on the tefillin. But according to Rashi, that the shem, the dalit is put, just like the shin is written on the bayis, so the dalit is on the kesha, so this should not be called tashmishei kedusha, it should be called etzem kedusha. So because of these two kashas, Taisvis says, there's no such thing that the kesher has to be like a dalit. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is a kesher shel tefillin. But there's no such thing as a dalit. That's shitas HaTaisvis. So first of all, the Briski Rav wants to say that even though the Rambam seems to say the same Lashon like Rashi, but there's a meiridike chilek between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi said that Halacha was Shakesha Yiyah Kemoi Dalit, and the Rambam says Shakesha Yiyah Kitzuras Dalit. The Kesha should be Kitzuras Dalit. So the Briski Rav explains as follows, that according to the Rambam, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was that there should be a Kesha. That was the Halacha. Not only that it should be a Kesha, Rak ika halacha hu al tzuras hakesha. That the kesha should have a tzure, it should be the tzures dalit. It should look like a dalit. But, that was the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that the kesha should have this tzure, and not a different tzure. But not that we have to have a dalit. That means the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is only telling us in how the kesher should look. It should have the form of a dalit, but not that you have to have a ksivas dalit. For example, Rashi seems to hold that the dalit of the kesher, that's this ksivas dalit, because Rashi says as follows, Tvilin shel rosh kedushoson chamura mishel yad. The tvilin shel rosh is more chamur than the shel yad. Mishum de ruboy shel shem nichtav oleo. The shem is written on the tefillin. So Rashi holds, just like as there's a din ksivas hashin on the bayis, there's a din ksivas hadalit with the ritzua. There's a din ksiva. One has to write a dalit. And the dalit is written through the kesher. And Rashi also said, this Rashi Taisis is going to bring, Kishem Hashem Nikra Olecha. So Rashi says, why is Tfilin Shel Rosh called Shem Hashem? Minei Sheyesh Bem Rubai Shel Shem. Rav of the Shem is written out, is spelled out in the Tfilin Shel Rosh. That means there's a Shin on the Bayis, and there's a Dalet on the Kesha. That's Rubai Shel Shem. So according to Rashi, Taisvis has a lot of kashas. According to the Rambam, he says, the Rambam never said that the kesher should be, that is a ksivas adalit. The Rambam only said that the kesher should have a tzuras adalit. But there's no inyan of ksivas dalot. So therefore, according to the Rambam, the ritzue could be tashmishei kedusha. And according to the Rambam, the ritz, I need a halacha l'mayshe mesin. I need a member of Rabbi Yosef to tell me that the ritzue should be from a behema tahira. That is what the Briskerov says. Now we will understand Bachsachmir what Taisvis is asking on Rashi. Eilu tfilin shebarosh. Irish Rashi b'menoches, that's the Bach skill set. Why, the Pesach it says, V'ro kol ame ya'oretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecho. The Umayis Ha'ilom will see the shem Hashem is nikra lecho. So Rashi says in Menoches, lefi sheyesh bohen, in the tvilon shel roish, rov shem shel shakai. Rov of the shem of shakai is written. Shahashin ksuva bikmat. The shin is written in the knation of the bayi shebebatim. Vahadalet beritzuis. And Rashi Menoches says the dalet is written in the ritzuis. Vitema. So Taisav says, Sakashan Rashi mishabes pekba memadlikin. The Kama Rav Yosef said over there that the oir shel tefillin has to be min hamuter beficha, that it should be from a behema teira, v'loy mapik ritzuas mitoiras Hashem bepicha. The Gemara says that the bias has to be from a behema teira because it says min hamuter beficha, because the shin of the shem Hashem is written on it. So why didn't the Gemara learn out that the ritzuas have to be min hamuter beficha also? That's the same reason. That's one kash. Boy, the peg basra the Megillah, kori le ritzuas tashmishe kedusha baalme. The Gemara Megillah says the ritzuas are not etzim kedusha, the ritzuas are called tashmishe kedusha. So if you'll say that the Shem Hashem is written on the ritzuas, with the ritzuas, the ois dalet from the Shem Shaka is written with the ritzuas, so that should be called etzim kedusha, like the bias is called etzim kedusha. Elo yesh loimah. So therefore, Taisus has a different pshat. In Taisus, Lashitosei holds that bechlal the kesha does not have to be even a tzuras dalet. You just need a kesha ba'alme. So why did the Gemara say v'ro shem Hashem v'ro kol ha'am oretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecho zu tvilin shel b'roish? Why is the tvilin shel b'roish shem Hashem nikra lecho? The reason the Shem Hashem is goes on the Tefillin Shel Rosh because they are visible. Because a person is supposed to see the Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Shaykh Bovero. Avo Tefillin Shel Yad Mechusim. The Tefillin Shel Yad Aloch is one that's supposed to cover them. Tachsiv Lecho Lois Al Yodcho V'loi Lacherim Lois. So since there's no, the halacha is that one should cover the tefillin shel yad, so therefore it's a pasnet aloshen v'rol. So that's how Rabbi Lezer knew that the v'rol, kolam yod, kishem Hashem nikra lecha, is going on tefillin shel b'roi.